tuning in to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, 39 minutes past the hour on a Monday morning, July 17th. Later this week, if you're driving around, you may be seeing some very beautiful pro-life banners. Now, we've done this in Michigan for many years. I was just chatting with Eric Scheidler during the break, and they did that last year. And they've done it really in Michigan the last few elections, and it has been very successful, at least until Prop 3 passed last year, but that's a whole other discussion. But this is a really, really good way to get a message across. It's a very unique way, and if you think about it, when you're driving and you see something, that's why billboard campaigns are still so successful. Eric Scheidler, of course, with Pro-Life Action League, on the phone with us. A year after Dobbs, pro-lifers bring message to highway overpasses. So, Eric, thanks for joining us. What's coming up on July 21st, just a few days from now?
Well, on July 21st, we are going to be seeing small teams of pro-life activists. We're talking, you know, three, four, five people going out onto highway overpasses, holding up banners in both directions of traffic that say abortion takes a human life. This is a message that resonates with people. It's one of the most successful ways we can present the pro-life message because it's simply scientifically factual, and we find that people will agree with it more than a lot of the different statements that we would make. Abortion takes a human life, and the purpose here is to remind people what's really at stake with abortion. There is so much propaganda coming from the left, from the abortion industry, from the media, from our president, from our vice president, who acts as if pregnancy itself is a kind of disease that we need abortions to fix. I mean, we've completely forgotten about the victim of abortion, the unborn child. In all the talk about reproductive freedom and, Roe versus Wade and choice, well, what is that choice for? It's for taking the life of a human being through an act of violence. That's what we're reminding the American people about in a very simple and clear, crisp way this coming Friday, National Pro-Life Bridges Day. And we're going to reach potentially more than 2 million highway commuters with these very small teams of pro-lifers who take these banners out and follow our guidelines to present this message to the American public.
Now, we know that we've had a lot of success, as I said, here in southeastern Michigan with this. In terms of the cities, you're across the country, north, south, east, and west, correct, this Friday?
Oh, that's right. We are in all the regions of the country. We have, especially in Illinois, we're very strong because, this is one of the most pro-abortion states in the country. I argue it is the abortion capital of America.
Oh, I don't know. I think Michigan's pretty tied with you now, Eric. I'd have to say we're probably neck and neck with that, thanks to our governor
thing, though,
and Prop 3.
Illinois is surrounded by Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky, and not far from Tennessee. So we are surrounded by pro-life states. Wisconsin's a little bit iffy, but the rest of those, Iowa is just passing a very strong abortion ban. Missouri, Indiana. I mean, Illinois is at the center of the donut hole, a donut of pro-life states. And it's the black hole that women are falling into. So I'm concerned about this state, but in the midst of all of that, God has drawn forth an amazing force of Knights of Columbus throughout the state. A guy named Ty Simmons, a friend of mine here from Aurora, Illinois, who's been involved fighting Planned Parenthood out there for years, has spearheaded getting the Knights of Columbus of this state actively involved in this campaign. So we're very strong in Illinois. My prayer is that someone hearing this who's with the Knights in another state will get the same fire that Ty Simmons has had. Bringing this campaign, Ty is a vet, a former helicopter pilot. He's a tough guy, and in his retirement, he's doing this incredible thing. We need more guys like that to expand this even more. But it's going to be an outstanding turnout on Friday. We've got over 50 cities across the country that are going to be participating, and so we expect to reach upwards of 2 million people.
We're talking with Eric Scheidler from the Pro-Life Action League. The website is prolifeaction.org. So where do we get information if people want to find out more about this effort?
If you go to prolifeaction.org, go to our Take Action page, and you'll be able to see how we do this. We've got a whole how-to page that explains that with this 5 days, it's too late to get in on this year's National Pro-Life Bridges Day, but it's not too late to get on the waiting list for our next one. And, that's what happens. People hear about this on the radio, or they see a banner when they're driving by, or they hear about it from their Knights of Columbus email, and then they call us up. We send them a banner kit. It's only $125 for 2 banners, full kits, that you can take out onto the bridges. We provide local leaders with a legal memo they can hand to any police that might give them trouble up on a highway overpass. The Supreme Court has very clearly called this a public space.
That was my next question, as people may be wondering about the legality of this. So you do have information that you can hand the police, correct?
Oh, yeah. We have the lawsuits out there. It's been very successful at convincing the police. And a lot of times the police don't know. It's not like they're out to get us. You know, there's some bad apples, but for the most part, they're just doing their best. They come up, they see some people on a bridge with a sign. They haven't seen that before. We show them the memo, and they go, okay. Maybe they call their supervisor, and then they leave us to, you know, to do our thing in peace. You know, we also provide guidance on picking bridges. You know, it's you got to find the right location, one with good traffic, one with a safe place for you to hold your sign, not too many obstructions or other signs in the way. It's amazing the tools we can use now. We use Street View. We use Google Maps. We're able to look at these locations and really pick ideal spots to reach the public in coordination with the local team. So we give a tremendous amount of guidance along the way so that people are confident in what they're doing is a tried and true and proven strategy. So that's what we're all
about.
Yeah,
your page is excellent because it has, you know, sign up, safety and legal concerns, choosing your bridge, assembling the team, deciding when to display the banner, setting up your banner. So reaching out to the media, working with the police. You don't miss a beat here, which is very, very helpful, prolifeaction.org. Now, you're saying it's too late to get the banners out to people if they want your bit. Can people do this on their own, though, if maybe they
Absolutely.
Can work with the pro-life group? If they can't get your materials, they can certainly make their own signs, right?
Absolutely. I wouldn't want to deter anyone from getting involved immediately. I mean, you may not be able to get your kit in time for Friday, but there's next Friday and the Friday after that. This is holiday travel season. We're getting close to the month of August. Our highways are going to be packed with people going on vacation and then heading back to school and, you know, all those things that happen in the late summer. So this would be an ideal time to get involved, even if you can't be part of the big day on Friday. And, you know, we have groups that are going out all the time. We have some groups that are out there every single week with these banners.
Yeah.
And we have some other places, too. When Joe Biden came to Chicago just 2 weeks ago to give his big economic speech and raise a bunch of money, we were there with our Abortion Takes a Human Life signs showing, you know, the public what this guy stands for. So it's an incredibly valuable tool, highly visible, and really proud of how we've been able to expand this thing.
So you wouldn't be doing this over and over again if it weren't successful. So what's some of the feedback, Eric, you've received since you started doing this?
Well, interestingly, we often see a lot of action on Twitter, and that gives us a sense of where people are seeing this sign. And then we see conversations happen because of the response on Twitter and other social media. I mean, a lot of the response is right there on the ground. When we see drivers going by, we find that truck drivers tend to be very pro-life. We've had people come and stop and tell us how much they appreciate it. You know, we're not just there to try to reach out to the mushy middle on abortion and remind them what's really at stake. We're also there to encourage the pro-life community. And we always have to remember that when we're doing this type of outreach. There are people who have not spoken up about abortion because they think they're the only one. Mm-hmm. They're only one at their job or maybe even at their church, you know. They see somebody with a banner and that reminds them I'm not alone.
Right.
Those signs and banners and that kind of public outreach encourages people so that they become effective voices for the unborn in their own community. So that's a part of what we're doing here, too.
And, Eric, again, as we wrap up on a Monday morning on the Pro-Life Bridges Day, it's really important, too, because you never know. We were just talking about this earlier in my previous segment about how God speaks to us, who may be thinking about, contemplating about having an abortion, or someone may be dealing with, you know, post-abortion syndrome in terms of needing some, you know, advice and need a shot in the arm, or maybe someone's considering to vote on something, and then they see that reminder that, you know, abortion takes a human life or stops a beating heart. You just don't know how God's going to use that. So thank you for doing this. And even if you can't get the kit from Pro-Life Action League for Friday, you may still take part in the Pro-Life Bridges Day this Friday. It's being held at 50 locations from coast to coast. All the details, just go to prolifeaction.org. There's a great page on this that can give you a lot of great information. Eric, let us know how it goes on Friday, will you?
Will do. You know, women are so often looking for a sign at that moment when they take that pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
This could be that sign for them that they should choose life for that baby.
Amen. Amen. And thanks for doing this. More on National Pro-Life Bridges Day this Friday. Just go to prolifeaction.org. We'll be right back, wrapping up with our Scripture Verse of the Week with our very own Gail Buckley from Catholic Scripture Study International. Stay tuned.